energetic, young thinking guy. No offense to you old thinking old folks out there, but I guess I was surprised to hear that Birdman was as old as he was. If you're not familiar with his writings, you can find them, and I hope this website continues in some form, at thebirdman.org. Just like it sounds, thebirdman.org. John Demarest Bryant, born 1943 in Washington, D.C., graduate of Columbia Military Academy, American University, author of the manuscript Systems Theory and Scientific Philosophy, delved into commodities trading, and then he wrote approximately 40 different books on a wide variety of entertaining and informative subjects. And his website, thebirdman.org, is just chock full of fascinating information. Sorry to see that he's gone. There's going to be a memorial gathering for him on March 8th at around 1 p.m. at the Asian Star Restaurant on Pasadena Avenue in South Pasadena, Florida. And if you happen to be in the area, I think it would probably be a good place to go, probably meet some like-minded folks. I have always appreciated Birdman's comments on a wide variety of subjects. He's been very supportive of my work over the years. I'm sorry I didn't keep in better contact with him. You know, he was a guy with a great sense of humor, and he was also no holds barred in his efforts to smash the icons of the Jewish establishment, the icons of our lying elite. You know, I tell you, I had the oddest thought, and I hope his friends out there who are listening will not be offended by what I'm about to say, because it's a little bit offbeat. But then, you know, Birdman Bryant was a little bit offbeat himself. It occurred to me that if there was ever anybody who, if he had a choice between going to heaven and hell, it would be Birdman Bryant, who would choose to go to hell simply so he could torment for eternity all of those people that he worked so energetically to expose and to reveal them for the frauds that they have been. So, Birdman, I hope you got to go wherever you wanted to go, and we're going to miss you. All right, we're going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for more.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Get your pen and paper handy. You know, about a week or so ago, maybe more than that, I promised you I was going to make a special offer of a free copy of the Barnes Review, a special issue of the Barnes Review. I kind of hinted towards that, but I never got around to it. As you know, I sometimes get distracted here by calls, by a variety of things. I don't claim to be perfect. I come close, but I'm not quite perfect, and I forgot to get around to that. So get your pen and paper handy. I am going to tell you the toll-free number you can call during business hours to get a free copy of the Barnes Review special All Holocaust issue.
Okay. Well, folks, it was a repeat, but it's not now. Oh, what a crazy world we live in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Mike is not with us, and he didn't let me know ahead of time that he wouldn't be with us. He's probably napping, which is that's okay because Mike certainly deserves it. But anyway, in case you have not figured it out, this is his evil twin at American Free Press, Mark Glenn, and I'll be pinch hitting for my good friend here who's probably counting sheep right now in his sleep. So was not prepared to do this. I logged on to hear the program, and then when the music kept going, I instant messaged the guys there at RBN and asked, is it a repeat tonight? I'm having trouble getting hold of him, and they said yes. And then they said, well, can you do the show? And so here I am. Oh, what a crazy world we live in. Anyway, as usual, the call-in number here is 800-313-9443. I really don't have anything – I didn't have anything planned, although there is something I would like to talk about tonight that I'd like to get your input out there, you listeners out there, since you are fairly intelligent people, fairly good analysts on things, so – there's something that I'd like to throw your way and see what you have to think about it. Of course, the situation with Bishop Williamson is still in the news. It's amazing what one man's comments, what kind of an uproar they can cause. I mean, when you think about the fact that America finds itself in two disastrous wars. We have a couple of them on the back burner. The entire world hates us right now. Our economy is in free fall. I just read a report the other day that said 700,000 jobs were lost last month. All of the other things going on, and yet, front page news every hour. On the hour, we have the Holocaust heresies of Bishop Richard Williamson. Now, the amazing thing about this, ladies and gentlemen, is that there are still people out there who will talk themselves blue in the face trying to convince others that we do not have a media dominated by or sympathetic towards Jewish interests. That's just an old canard. It's an old anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. And yet you have the news. I mean, if you actually calculated the amount of money that has been spent by these various news organizations covering this story, in between hiring reporters, editors, all of that has to go into getting a story out in front of your ears and your eyes. Millions of dollars have been spent on this story. And my prediction is, just as Mike pointed out on last night's show, I think that they're just getting warmed up. I don't think that they're going to leave this man alone. I think that they want to make an example of him. But I think that there is something much bigger involved in all of this than simply running a man through the ringer. In fact, the article that I am working on right now, and have been for a few weeks, this was such a, oh gosh, for lack of a better word, shocking event, that I just decided to kind of sit back and watch and see where things went before I made any bold predictions. But I think that, you know, it's funny, I was talking with my boss, Willis Cardo, the other day about this. And I said, Willis, I said, you know that this thing with Bishop Williamson could actually wind up being as big or bigger than 9/11. And he said, that's exactly right. Now, not the event itself, but what could follow as a result of this could be as big or bigger than 9/11. Yes, as crazy as that sounds, it is possible. My personal theory, ladies and gentlemen, is that the catalyst for this whole thing was none other than Mel Gibson. Yes, as crazy as that sounds, my theory is that the reason that these Jewish groups have decided to go after Bishop Williamson and the traditional Catholic movement in general is as a result of Mel Gibson. Now, think about this. These traditional Catholic groups have been out there now for close to 40 years, right? These various Jewish groups, whether it's the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, whatever, they keep tabs on everyone, as Mike has made clear on this program on many occasions. They spy on everyone. So there's no way that these traditional Catholic groups, whether they are the Society of St. Pius X or any of these others, there's no way that the ADL does not have a file on them and doesn't know about them. So the question that has to be asked is this: why now? Why, after 35, 40 years of these groups' existence, why is it that these Jewish groups have suddenly decided to pay attention to them now? Well, again, my personal opinion is it boils down to this man named Mel Gibson. You'll recall the uproar that took place a few years ago when he dared to use his own money in making a movie sympathetic towards the memory of Jesus Christ. How dare he? After all, this is the 21st century where Talmudic law rules the West. And, of course, we know what the Talmud has to say about Jesus Christ. You'll remember the uproar that ensued as a result of that, when Abe Foxman and all of these other Jewish leaders got their whiny, complaining faces in front of the camera every night, and they were predicting that a new wave of Holocausts were going to take place as a result of this. Well, all of their whining and complaining backfired because it turned out to be the highest grossing movie in the history of movie making. In addition to that, Mel Gibson, despite the smear campaign that they ran him through up to the release of the movie, and then, of course, his infamous event with being pulled over by the sheriff's deputy when he was drunk. Despite them trying to destroy his name, he's still extremely popular in this country and around the world. Now, with a man like that, the amount of money that he made off of that movie, imagine what he could do with that. Imagine what he could do with his movie, with his popularity. You see, my personal opinion is, my theory is, that these Jewish groups looked at these traditional Catholic groups and they said, they're nothing to worry about. They're never going to cause us any trouble. They're small. They're marginalized. They're not politically active. They're really only concerned with keeping their Latin Mass and a few other things. But then when Mel Gibson came out with his movie, and these Jewish groups saw the popularity, the enthusiasm for this movie, they saw how much money it made. That changed the equation considerably. Not to mention the fact that they know what his father's opinions are concerning the New World Order, Zionism, Jewish power, whatever you want to call it. And if I'm not mistaken, Mel Gibson did give a newspaper interview some years back where he did talk about the New World Order. Now, all of this together, what that, in my opinion, what that signaled in the minds of these various Jewish groups is, what's he going to do next? Is he going to make a movie about the USS Liberty? Is he going to make a movie about the Israeli spy scandal surrounding 9/11? Is he going to run for president? You see, with that kind of money and that kind of popularity, he could conceivably start a fire out there in the heartland, in the hearts and minds of America, of Americans, and he could pull the veil away from this whole thing. And it is because of that, or at least I think that is one of the reasons why these Jewish groups have decided to target the traditional Catholics and to bring them down. Now, as far as the Pius X Society, and I'll tell you up front that I attend the Pius X Church up here in North Idaho. They're the first domino to fall, and we will go into that after the break, along with the phone calls that are already starting to line up, believe it or not. All right, everybody, stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. And no, this is not a repeat. This is, I don't know what you would call this. I guess it's me pinch hitting for Mike. Mike didn't, he didn't ask me ahead of time to do this like he usually does. I hope he doesn't get upset with me. I don't think he will. This was all RBN's idea. Blame it on them. But as I said, this is not a repeat. It is March the 3rd. And for those of you out there who may be wondering, no, we do not have our new addition to the family yet, but she is due any second, and I guarantee you as soon as my little daughter is born, Mike Piper will be the first person to tell you about it because he's been calling me every day wanting to know if little Christina is here yet. Anyway, we are on this discussion again concerning Bishop Williamson and my latest crazy anti-Semitic theory that what they are really out to do here in destroying the traditional Catholic movement is that what they're worried about is Mel Gibson. Keep something in mind that Mel Gibson, since he began making his own films, I think the first one that he made by himself was Braveheart. They've all had this very similar theme to them, right? I mean, who can forget that scene in Braveheart where he is he's being tortured. Actually, he's being brought in. You remember when he's being brought into that that town, and they have him strung up on this cart that's being pulled, and all of the people there are spitting at him, throwing vegetables at him. It basically was a symbolic replay of Jesus carrying his cross through the streets of Jerusalem on the way to Calvary. And then, of course, when he's being stretched and then they tie him down on a cross where they torture him, all of that, I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, these Jewish groups to pay attention to things like this. They knew what the point he was trying to make with this. The whole issue of freedom, fighting against tyranny, all of these things. And of course, in the end, William Wallace being made into a Christ figure following this. Now, he didn't make the movie The Patriot, of course, but he starred in it. Starred in Conspiracy Theory, which even though he played a nut, in the movie, it turned out that he was right in his conspiracy theories. And then, of course, we have The Passion. Everybody knows about that. And then, interestingly enough, we have Apocalypto. Now, by coincidence, for whatever reason, about a week ago, I kept thinking about that movie, Apocalypto. Of course, the name being very prominent and very relevant in that it comes from the book of the Apocalypse, which is the last book of the Christian Bible, talking about the end of the world, where there's this battle between good and evil and all of the rest of that. Well, I went out and I bought a used copy of it, and I brought it home and I studied it. And you know what the theme of this thing is? Of course, it takes place in South America with the Mayan Indians. But basically, what you have there is the theme is that you have this fanatical, insane priesthood ruling over this brutal society. And there are these mercenaries who are sent out to destroy the lives of surrounding tribes, to drag them back to their political, religious headquarters. Some of them are turned into slaves, and others are sacrificed to the gods of these insane priests. As I was watching these scenes of the sacrifice that was taking place, and all of this really did take place, this is historically accurate, as I was watching them cut the hearts out of these people on top of this altar that rose into the sky like a pyramid, I thought, isn't that a very clever description of today's New World Order, where you have this fanatical sect of priests, and by that I mean the rabbis, who are driven by this insane Talmudic Old Testament logic that says that they are the intermediaries between God and man, and that they have the right to destroy entire nations of people in furthering their goals. So what I'm saying here is that with somebody like Mel Gibson, with his kind of money, his kind of influence, he could do a lot of damage to these people. In fact, if there's any person in Hollywood who stood the best chance of being able to really cause trouble for these people in a substantive way, it is Mel Gibson, who just so happens to be a traditional Catholic. Now, of course, this is my theory. I haven't seen anything in the press, Jewish or otherwise, to support it, but however, having been a disciple of Mike Piper for some time and having learned some of his techniques when it comes to listening to your instincts, this one is mine. And with that, we will be back in just a minute, and I will begin taking up your phone call. So everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, already having flown through a half hour of this business. And I don't think I let you know who I was before. Yes, I did. Never mind. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, I'd like to know what all of you out there think about my theory here. I did get an email from the producer. Somebody called in and said Mel Gibson cannot become president because he wasn't born in the United States. I don't think that's true. I think that he was born here in the United States, and then his father packed the family up and moved them to Australia because the Vietnam War was coming, and he was not going to have any of his sons die in a war that was not a war for American interests. I think that is the story. So if I am correct, then Mel Gibson could run for president. But let's just, for the sake of argument, let's say that he doesn't run for president. Let's say he only runs for Congress or something like that. If he were to follow Jim Condit's model, right, where election laws, federal election laws, require stations to run your ads. Think about what somebody like Mel Gibson could do with all the money he's got. The man has got $1 billion. Think of what he could do. I only throw that out there as a theory, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know that it's 100% correct. However, when we do look at these events and we look at the fact that it's just now that these Jewish groups are starting to take notice of these traditional Catholic groups. I mean, look, I can tell you from experience, ladies and gentlemen, having been involved with these groups now for 15 years, they pose absolutely no threat to anything at all. I mean, they're small, they're fractured, they have no money, they have no influence, and quite frankly, they really don't have the stomach to get out there and to slug it out with some of these dangerous people. I mean, you can see that with regards to what has just taken place with Bishop Williamson. They've all left him out there twisting in the wind. None of them will come to his defense. As I was preparing this piece for American Free Press on this, I contacted various priests and chapels around the country and asked them, letting them know ahead of time that I am a traditional Catholic and that I attend the Pius X Church. I asked them if any of them would be willing to give Bishop Williamson sanctuary, given the fact that Argentina had ordered him to leave the country. And every one of the priests that I contacted said no. They would not take in another priest. And the answer to that is no big mystery. They don't want to get into trouble. They don't want to get their name on the list. They don't want to find themselves being dragged through the streets like Bishop Williamson has been. So they pose no threat whatsoever, no threat whatsoever. So we have to ask ourselves the question, why have these Jewish groups working in collusion with Israel's intelligence service, Mossad, and that is not a theory, why have they decided to target these traditional Catholic groups now? Well, in my opinion, the only thing at this point that makes sense is the fact that there is a very powerful member among these traditional Catholic groups, a man with enough money and enough notoriety and enough popularity that he could cause them a hell of a lot of headaches. And I think that this is the reason why they have decided to target these groups at this time. Anyway, I'd like to know what all of you out there think about it. So I'm going to rest my yap here for a minute, and I'm going to start letting you talk. So let's bring up Omar in Michigan. Come on up. Omar.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yes.
The first movie Mel Gibson needs to make is General Patton's story when he was the governor of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And how he, what he found when he was dealing with Jews. Secondly, I would never condemn a whole race of people. You know, it's the Zionist, Ashkenazi, Sabbatean, Khazarian Jewish leadership that's behind all of this. It's not the common, ordinary Jewish person. I could never think that everybody in the race, just like every Muslim, is not a terrorist. Every Christian is not a terrorist. Every Catholic is not a pedophile. You know, it's just these people that get into things for the wrong reason. And, you know, those are the people that you got to point out. What's the difference between what Hitler did in Nazi Germany and what the Jews are doing in Palestine? You know.
I would say there's no difference. You are 100% correct in that. The one disagreement that I would have with you, Omar, is this. You're right. I don't believe in blaming every single one of them. But I blame the ones who lend their support to this thing by their silence. Now, if, whether it's the war, whether it's the war in Iraq, whether it was the Holocaust in Gaza, whether it is the not just the preponderance, but the dominant force of Jewish interests controlling our foreign policy in this country. You know, when I don't see the bulk of the Jewish people standing up and saying, we don't want this. This is wrong. Well,
that's
I mean,
because
look,
those of us that know what they're doing, we're not really pointing it out to the best of our ability either. Everybody that listens to this show.
Okay. Do you have anything else, Omar?
Hello?
Omar.
Hello? Yes.
Nope. I guess we lost Omar. All right. Let's bring up. Is he there? Okay, I guess Omar is, he is gone. All right, let's bring up Willie in Philly. Hello.
How are you doing? It takes a while. I don't know. You got to, you talk show people got to get this stuff stay straightened out here. Hello. How you doing, my man?
How you doing?
I want to talk to the man. I'm talking to the mouse. Listen.
Okay.
Payday Monsanto. Monsanto must pay. Google me. You'll see the truth. Rima Libo and Dr. Stubblebine are shills, psychological operations. I just want to make that clear.
Okay. Would you explain what you're saying? Because I'm having a little bit of trouble following you.
Do you know Dr. Rima Libo and her husband, General Stubblebine?
No.
Google them. You'll see. Well,
Rima Libo. I don't think I could even spell
their name.
I'll explain.
Rima Libo. Laibow. She is married to General Stubblebine, who is a 911 truth advocate, but at the same time, he is a disinformation agent. Now, Rima Libo is the Codex Alimentarius opponent, supposedly. But she she asserts that we can stop Codex at Codex when we can't. And she is a disinformation. Natural Health Solutions, you can Google. That is a false psychological operations going on to basically put Codex, to allow Codex. It's a mysteriously well-funded foundation, Natural Health Solutions, that misinforms the reader of their website that they can stop Codex at Codex when you can't. She is a she is a hypnotist. She is a psychiatrist. She is a ufologist.
Okay.
She has nothing to do with Natural Solutions.
Okay, Willie. Listen. I hate to be rude, but we're on a different topic tonight. Thank you for calling, and maybe you can call tomorrow night. Mike will have a little bit more information for us on this. All right, thank you for calling. All right, let's bring up Jim in Buffalo. Jim, come on up.
Yes, hello there.
How you doing?
You know, I just looked outside to make sure the moon wasn't full.
But, why is that?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry?
Why is that?
Oh, no, there's the last guy, the call. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it's better than being bored, right?
I guess. I want to comment on some of what you had to say. As soon as you came on earlier, I was just having this discussion with a couple of friends of mine the other day, because unfortunately during my job, I have to endure at least 5 newscasts a day from the BBC.
Uh-huh.
And the BBC has gone out of their way to follow this Bishop Williamson around over the past, 3-4 weeks?
Uh-huh.
And it is just, it's pathetic. They claim to be the world's largest news organization, reporters in every corner of the earth, all that other stuff that they tell us all the time. And here they are, every newscast, there's something about Bishop Williamson. I mean, if that clearly isn't an agenda, then I don't know what is.
Well, think about this, Jim. Think back over the course of the last, 10, 15 years. The last ones that we've had like this, of course, we had the big deal with Mel Gibson twice, right? First with his movie, and then secondly with his mm-hmm. drunken driving rage, whatever thing.
Right.
And then you had the Monica Lewinsky thing, okay, clearly mm-hmm. an Israeli operation. And you had the Chandra Levy thing with Representative Condit. Now, what
That's
do
right.
all of these things have in common with each other? I mean, this kind of coverage, as I said, you're talking about millions, maybe tens of millions of dollars being spent on mm-hmm. something like this. Clearly, they have to have something that they are gunning for in this.
Of course, and it should be obvious, but I'm afraid that most people don't see through it and, you know, listen to it and say, isn't that awful? You know, this bishop is being crucified, no pun intended,
uh-huh.
For comments he made in a Swedish television interview how many years ago? And it was only, it amounts to a couple of sentences as far as I could ascertain.
Well, here's the thing. I have to be circumspect here again because I have been sworn to a certain amount of secrecy here.
Okay.
But I have talked with people who were intimately involved in this, and you can read between the lines on that.
Mm-hmm.
This was a setup. There were moles in the Vatican who mm-hmm. knew when this quote-unquote rehabilitation between the Society of St. Pius X and the Vatican was going to take place. This
mm-hmm.
interview took place two months prior to this rehabilitation, and it was played literally within, if it wasn't the same day, it was within 2 days of this thing taking place. Now, this break between the Society of St. Pius X and the Vatican, it is decades old. Decades old.
Exactly.
So you
mm-hmm.
tell me, what are the odds? What are the odds of them securing this interview with him, holding on to the interview for 2 months, and then broadcasting this all over the world the day or within days of this rapprochement taking place? There's mm-hmm. no way that that's an accident.
No, of course not. And the thing is, again, to the average person who's listening, this is a world news, right? If you hear it on the BBC, it's world news. This is a world event. This is always in the first And you know how, obviously, you're in the news business. You know how that works. The most important story is first, the second most second, and so on. So if it appears in the first four or five stories, it is the most important story of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been repeated and repeated.
The thing that worries me, Jim, is, again, I hate to be a doomsayer here, but what's next? Okay, is there going to be something that blows up somewhere, and they're going to blame it on this weird alliance between some traditional Catholic elements and some Islamic terrorists or something like that? Is that what is next? Because, you know, these people, they've already demonstrated that there's no length that they won't go to in seeing their agenda realized. So is that or is it simply that they're going to start bankrupting these various traditional Catholic organizations? All they need now is some false witness to come forward and say that they were molested or abused or something like that, and then bada boom, they've got a multi-million dollar lawsuit on their hands that they can't get out from under, and they're bankrupt. So I think this is the pro forma that they that the other side is planning to use. And this is what I was saying, you know, a month or so ago when all of this first broke out. I was pleading with the various leaders out there within this community. I was saying, listen, this is the only chance you have. You have got to get out there and get yourself in front of a camera and start screaming now, because pretty soon, once they're on top of you, you'll never be able to get them off.
Right. And you know what? Since you posed the question, I'm going to go with the latter of those two choices you supposed.
As far as the bankrupting.
Yes, I think that will be the next step, because I don't see where that inevitably they're going to do everything they can to in fact bankrupt and break up the Catholic Church as we know it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for your call, Jim.
Okay, take care.
All right, let's bring up John in California. John, come on up.
Good evening, Mark. Nice to talk to you again.
You too.
Listen, I recently read the American Free Press article on the Bishop Williamson. Yeah, just what you said, it's not surprising at all. I didn't know he was banned from Argentina.
Yeah, they kicked him out about a week ago. They told him he had to go, which is not surprising because Argentina has the largest concentration of Jews outside of North America and Israel. They have the largest concentration of Jews. In fact, I think that the president himself, Nestor Kirchner, is Jewish.
Yeah, that's funny. Can all the Nazis went down to Argentina? The Jews followed them. Is that
the story? Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I'm surprised. I thought he was still in England, Bishop Williamson. But yeah, they'll chase him to the ends of the earth. I don't think he'll be able to. Like you said, nobody will take him in. They're just afraid of being labeled whatever. It's quite a conspiracy.
It is, and I tell you, as a Catholic, I am, well, to say that I'm shocked and disgusted doesn't even begin to describe it. The way that the Catholics worldwide, whether they're traditionalists, whether they are aligned with Rome, the way that they have hung this man out to dry, I mean, it's like I was talking to my good friend Jim Condit today, and it seems like the only thing left of the apostolic succession is that the same fear of the Jews that gripped the apostles in the early days after Jesus was crucified is the same fear of the Jews that is directing the actions of the church today. I'm sorry, John, do you have anything else?
Hey, I got a real quick thing, and it's a movie. I remember I couldn't get you the last time, Mark. It's a movie made back maybe in the 70s or 80s. It's called The Little Drummer Girl, and Diane Keaton was in it, probably the only major player, but it's a story of Israel claiming, you know, they're being bitched by enemies, and they get her to go undercover in an era before they called them terrorists, that, you know, were bombing and all this. It was an issue. It just shows how Israel plays, they're the tough guy. Look it up sometime, you can find it. I found it in the library by accident.
All right, thanks a lot, John. Good to hear from you. All right, everybody, we will be right back after these messages to wrap up the last 5 minutes of the show. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of tonight's program. By the way, the producer there at RBN told me off the air that Willie from Philly didn't like the fact that that we cut his conversation short, and he was screaming in the phone saying that yours truly is a homo and a, well, I'm not going to say what he said because I know there are probably tender ears listening, and then he was going to tap me in the jaw when he sees me again. As far as being a homo, Willie, that's going to come as quite a disappointment to my lovely wife of 18 years who's about to give me my ninth child. I'll make sure to let her know after the show that that's the case, and, well, we'll just have to let the chips fall where they may. Anyway, let's bring up our last call tonight, and it is none other than Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hello, Mark.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been reading the papers around here, Mark, and then Sunday I was over to Woburn, where they have the only congregation of the Society of St. Pius the Tenth.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, it was really special. You know, for the first time since I was a kid, I really felt like I was in church, Mark. You know, the lovely young ladies, they had white head veils on, and the dignified elderly ladies had like black head veils on, and there was such a feeling of piety and holiness. You know, of course you didn't see any of the men wearing baseball caps backwards or anything like that, but But anyways, yeah, you know, the priest, it turned out the priest was actually trained by Archbishop Williamson. He was mentored by him, and I brought in some of those samplers from American Free Press, and the priest was already familiar with American Free Press, and he had heard about it from Archbishop Williamson, and but you know, there's like a famine of terrorism, Mark. Like I mentioned to him and some of the people, some of the congregants, their parishioners, were listening to me and the priest talk. But I told them that they could get a free copy of the Barnes Review All Holocaust Edition. And you know, the priest was terrified that I could never do that. I'm scared to death to get my name on a list. And
the funny thing is, if you talk to your average traditional Catholic, they really beat their breasts and they talk about that they're at the front lines, that they're God's special forces in the world, and they call themselves, now get ready for this, they call themselves the Church Militant, okay? Because they are out there on the front lines fighting this war between the Kingdom of Christ and the Kingdom of Antichrist. And yet, out of the hundreds, maybe even thousands that I have known in the last 15 years, I could count on one hand the traditional Catholics that I would consider militant enough to even subscribe to American Free Press and read what it has to say about it. They're all terrified. I tell you, it's just a pathetic situation, and that's putting it politely.
Yep.
Anyway, Dave, I'm sorry to have to cut you off. There is that music. The hour has flown by, ladies and gentlemen. I hope it wasn't too much of a disappointment. I thank you for your calls and participating. And Willie, take it easy. We'll see you soon, ladies and gentlemen.
With recent internet